You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Happy Friday to you, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. For those of you that are new to the podcast, I want to extend a huge welcome to you. I am Joanna Intara, and my clients lovingly refer to me as the Intimacy Genius, which has been a title for me to take in, and also a connection specialist. And I am here to empower you as a successful parent and couple to thrive in relationship with soul by cultivating the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire. And we are deep in our Intimacy and Closeness Week. And the title of our podcast today is called The Non-Negotiable Thing You Must Do to Create the Closeness and Intimacy You Crave. So if you're not experiencing the delicious closeness and intimacy that you crave, you might really be missing this. And just so you know and are invited as well, we are having a lively discussion about this and all other things related to this at our Facebook group. I'd love to see you there. Come on over and say hello. It's called Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. Share who you are and give us a heart so I know who to respond to and send some good energy to. Our group is growing each week, and I've made this actually a private group so people feel safe to open up and explore and share what's really going on in their relationship, because safety, your safety and privacy also is key. So I just want to share this week that one of the things I hear over and over again as a complaint in my office, whether it's physical here in Sonoma County, California, or online when I conduct online sessions, is the following things. I want more connection. Why are we disconnected again? Love is supposed to be yummy and close. Why is it so hard to connect in a good way? This must mean he's not the right person for me. This must mean she's not the right person for me, right? So I've heard more versions of these complaints than you could possibly imagine. I think if I had a dollar for every one of them, I might be a multimillionaire, or at least close, which goes to show that disconnection is the fundamental complaint when it comes to couples. And if you want to move out of that into connection, you've got to try some new things. So I will share with you that since I started counseling people in 1985, which was almost 33 years ago, the problem and pain of disconnection and lack of closeness that has been complained about and rallied against with empty results, I've seen it take every shape and form from every kind of couple: heterosexual, homosexual, pansexual, polyamory relationships. There is a fundamental problem of disconnection. And the reality is that I have also been there as well myself in all the same ways that you may have. For example, complaint or fighting or arguing or distraction or dissociation or numbness, or even flying away against the pain that's there. And I truly know what works and also what fails to bring about connection. But because I've been triumphant on how to resolve it for myself and my clients, I don't struggle with this anymore. And I really want to share with you from the very inside on exactly how to do this so that you can get on to loving and being closer and more connected and happier in love. So in my own relationship, I had my own flavors of disconnection that included many of the things I just shared above. And one of the things that I had to learn to do over and over again was to come back to find out what it was that was going to create connection with my partner. And this included a couple different things. Number one, I had to, and we had to, drop any kind of complaint or blame or attribution. And of course, sometimes those things can happen on a more subtle level. It can be very obvious when people complain and blame. I'm not talking about that, or maybe I'm talking about that if that's what you're doing. But then it can also get really, really subtle as well. So I had to get really, really clear on how to not do that on really subtle levels. And so did my partner as well, because we're both highly intelligent, as you are also. And when we stopped doing that and actually got super vulnerable and super transparent and very, very present with the emotions that were actually there, and were able to name them and to name them in a really good way, and to have the other person receive that, receive it in a good way, receive it with empathy, receive it with the care that was needed, receive it without defending, receive it without explaining or justifying, because this is what us humans can do, and it's what I see happening a lot. Then, and only then, did true connection and intimacy honestly really have a shot to begin. Because without connecting with ourselves, without connecting with what's really going on with us, without connecting with the emotionality and vulnerability and intimacy that we always have going on inside of us, we will create some kind of blockage or disconnection syndrome, such as the fight, the complaint, the bickering, and so on and so forth. And so this is what you have to do. This is what's necessary. This is what I had to do in order to close the disconnection gap and become more connected and become happier. And these were the things that we both deeply needed and also deeply desired in relationship. And so, when I think about like what are the ways that we can grow sustainable closeness and connection in our relationships, in our marriages, in our partnerships, that even overcome the most difficult of disconnection issues, it really goes back to this primary point of coming back to intimacy with self. Intimacy with feelings, intimacy even with body sensations, which are the building blocks of feelings, which are the building blocks of emotions. Getting very granular on those, being able to express those to each other. See, if you're not able to express those to each other, then those feelings, those emotions, or the thoughts, or even the body sensations, they kind of stay isolated. And when they stay isolated, they're already disconnected, and there you have the whole thing. Repeating itself over and over again, right? So the number one key to growing sustainable closeness and connection in your partnership, in your marriage, so that you can overcome the most difficult of disconnection issues, is to literally find the way to connect with your parts, to be intimate. It's funny, but Mike Myers on The Love Guru kind of made a joke, intimacy into me, I see. And I think about that a lot, and I feel my way into that, because when I am into me, I do see more of who I am. I do see all my parts. And I want you to do that as well. Because if you don't do that, what's going to happen is that the disconnection syndromes that you have going on inside of you are very likely, if not impossible, to not replay and recapitulate outside of you. You will find people to replay the disconnection dance with. You will find people to keep redoing those disconnection issues, because there may be a way that you're not being really, really intimate with yourself. And so then how do you start to open up being more intimate with yourself? Well, I believe for me, what I've seen work is to develop a heart of awareness, first of all. To bring our heart into awareness of all of our parts, to start to notice all of our parts, to start to be observant of all of our parts, to start to become aware of all our parts, to start to notice what's going on, to start taking stock. And when that happens, you can continue that by applying your attention to what you're aware of. Attention. It's like, oh, okay, I'm noticing all these things, and now I am becoming more attentive to them. So that's good because attention represents that you're being in relationship with something. And then not just attention, but then you're starting to really focus on them, to really clear them up. You're starting to bring deliberate attention to them. You are beginning to bring more laser-like quality to the parts and pieces of yourself. And not only that, but once you really get going on that, so we've talked about awareness, we have talked about attention, we are now talking about focus. And then if you just take it one step farther, then you can really apply presence, based upon the other three, which I really believe come first. So when you bring presence to all of your parts, you literally are bringing your attention, your focus, your awareness right into all those parts. You are immersing those parts with a certain quality of beingness. And when you do that, what happens is that you are closing disconnection gaps. You are closing separation loops. You are closing places where you may feel lonely and afraid and cut off because you're actually in relationship with yourself. This is really what it takes. And if you just for a moment imagine your relationship no longer having the upsets or the ruptures and fizzles of connection it now has, and really being able to savor in the delicious closeness and feeling of connection you can have instead. This can happen on the bedrock of literally what I'm describing. This is literally how I created the closeness and intimacy that I desired for so long but didn't know how to create. And just imagine that. Instead of challenges or places where you're dealing with separation dynamics, meaning like to being disconnection dynamics, imagine the long afternoons of sweet closeness and pillow talk and cheek-to-cheek connection with each other instead. Just imagine that. Imagine feeling safe to share what's deep in your heart and world with each other. I love enjoying this now. It's the most precious thing. It's also precious with my children, but it starts with my husband. And I didn't used to receive it. So try this on because now really it's your time and you get to discover and journey with me to find out how I'm doing it. And this is part of that journey because really for real, you get to have it too. That's why you're here. And definitely, as long as you're in my orbit, we're going to do this because I have the knowledge and the skills and the expertise and the personal experience to get you here, whether it's to get you there, whether it's through this podcast or through the Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples, or one-on-one work with me in your marriage, partnership, or relationship issues. I am here for you. So check this out. I hope you enjoyed it. And feel free to forward this to anybody that you know it may be of benefit to. I'm on a mission to get this work to millions of couples because I know that 5% of the population having access to what we're doing here is absolutely going to shift the needle big time in this world. So let's begin with me, with you, with your partnership and relationship issues, one step at a time, one person at a time, closing one disconnection loop at a time. That's what it's about. Let's do this. Thank you so much for being here. Have a beautiful weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance, products, and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.